5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
No more saying.
But you're putting your fucking finger.
Yes, but you don't have to say it.
And actually, I don't think they do that for the radio anyway.
Nothing.
I never did that in the radio.
This is the new world.
Will you guys both stop pretending that you have any experience in radio?
5.
I actually
4,
do.
3, 2.
Stop counting. Don't say the numbers.
Why are you counting with your hands then?
I do have experience. I did radio back in college.
Whatever.
In Boulder.
Ready?
What do you mean it doesn't count?
Don't say it out loud. Say it inside your inside voice.
Okay.
Inside your mind voice.
Everything?
Everything from the top.
Okay, nobody was counting. You were supposed to start.
I didn't know that was
I was counting with my inside voice.
Yeah.
You did good.
Inside my face voice.
But you did not.
You
had to start.
Okay, let's do it again.
Okay.
Ready?
Action.
5, 4, 3.
Why don't you say 2, 1? You said 3.
I was about to start it.
You actually are supposed to say 3. You don't say 2 when you don't
say 1.
Okay,
because you were cutting me off when I was saying 3 earlier.
Well, you were going to go right on through.
You don't know what I was going to do.
You're right. I was just assuming you were going to do exactly...
5, 4, 3.
I like that one.
That was good.
I like
that again.
One.
All right.
Do that. Yeah.
5, 4, 3.
Whoa!
Welcome to the Shy Show.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
I am Brian Gerard. To my left is Gregory Hoyt, and to my right is Robert Scheid. Robert,
yes,
yeah.
Who's this?
That's Greg
Hoyt. Gregory Hoyt.
To my
Gregory
left.
Gregory Hoyt. To your left, and
is
he's
this
back.
The man?
Hey-o.
Who merely a week or so ago was not.
Nary a week ago.
Was not to my left?
Nary a week ago.
Was this
missing.
The man who, to my left, decided not to show up to one of our broadcasts?
Our broadcasts?
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is
Nary a month ago?
Nary, no, it was a
give
week.
Or take a couple weeks?
So, Nary a week ago.
Nary a week ago.
Exactly a week ago.
Where were you, Greg?
Is Why? This the man to my left that decided that I'm going to go on a whim? To go wherever I want to?
I think you are correct.
Who is this?
Gregory Hoyt.
Hello, Greg.
Hello.
To my left.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Everywhere I went when I was away, that song played.
Hi, Greg. Good to see you.
Yep, just back for a few days.
We love you.
Can I get an order of large fries? Yeah. Are you Gregory Hoyt? Yes. How long are you in town for? 4 days. 4.5 days. You're beautiful. Oh, thanks. Thanks for the fries. Hi, Greg. Good morning. It's your mother. Would you like some pancakes? Thank you. I'd like some pancakes. Would you like bananas in them? Yeah, that'd be awesome. I never get banana pancakes out in Los Angeles. I'll make them for you. Hello, it's Greg.
Hello?
Brian?
Where did you go?
What do you mean? I'm visiting my mom and dad and family back home in Amesbury, Massachusetts. We're now boarding flight 483, JetBlue, from Boston to Los Angeles. Is Gregory Hoyt in the terminal? Yeah, I'm over here! We cannot proceed without you, Mr. Hoyt. We're so happy you're here.
Wow!
And that's what brings me back to you guys.
Wow. I thought I heard the music when you came in.
Yeah, it was really intense. I don't know where the music was coming from. It was like
inside,
that movie.
It was on the inside of your inside voice.
Maybe. Imagine if that music wasn't actually being heard.
By anyone else?
No one else hears it?
I was walking like the music was playing, though, so I had that rhythm.
You had a strut.
Yeah, I was totally strutting to that music.
It was like you were listening to the radio station, WGRE.
GORYPET.
WHOR.
They only have four letters. That's it, guys.
WHYT.
W. Gregory Hoy.
W-H-Y-G-R-E-G-R. I have a question.
Yes, what's your question?
Who is, when you were, it went completely awry when you weren't here.
What did?
This whole operation.
Well, mainly because Brian freaked the F out.
You didn't show up.
Yeah.
I found myself running the soundboard.
Soundbird?
I found myself.
There was a bird here. That's a cricket.
That's a cricket. I found myself running the soundboard because our sound engineer, DJ Brandanovich, was MIA. We called him up this...
Don Janovic.
Yeah.
Don't want to confuse the listeners.
Brandanovich.
We have a couple of different names for John Danovic now.
Yeah.
So we got to be clear.
Spandanovich.
He is our sound engineer. Don't make things up right now.
But he's also back today. He's running the soundboard.
John? Don Janovic?
I thought he was back. I thought he was here.
Maybe. Well, he was here for a second, so now
he poked in?
Yeah, I saw his hand.
But, well, this is being recorded, right?
Yeah.
By him.
So it must be.
So he's doing
it. I assume he's here. I mean, it was really something else.
Well, I'm sorry that I wasn't here. I thought I told you guys that I was going home to visit mi familia.
Do you know what assumptions... Yeah. Do you know what making assumptions does?
Wait a second. He didn't even say anything.
Do you know what assuming is?
Yeah, Brian.
Do you know what assuming does?
That's not how it goes.
Do you know what happens when you're an ass to me and you?
No, Brian, that's the punchline. That's afterwards. So you say the assuming part, right? And the other problem is that he said nothing about assuming...
Yeah.
Do you know what happens when you and me are an ass?
No. Do you know what happens when you assume that's the way it starts? That's the way the saying starts?
Right.
I'm saying that I just thought you guys knew that I was gone. I wasn't assuming.
And do you know what happens when asses and you and me's become assumptions?
Yeah, that's definitely not how it goes. No, it goes like this, Greg. Do you know what happens when you assume?
What?
You make an ass out of you and me. That's what he's trying to...
That's pretty clear.
Yeah, yeah. But
ABC.
That's a really terrible
set
thing
it up
to
and
say.
Knock it
that
down.
Is a terrible thing to say,
Brian. That's what you've been trying to say.
You were
the whole
trying
time.
To say that. If you were successful, you would have said the same thing.
Yeah,
I'd like to hear the playback on that. I don't believe you. Let's roll it back. Brandanovich's.
Don Janovic.
Don Janovic.
Brian's going into the sound room to try and find.
Oh,
we need playback. We need playback. John.
Don. I don't know how to do that.
Great. Thanks,
okay,
man.
Thanks,
man. Best in the business. Best in the business.
He is the best.
He really is.
Apparently,
we don't do playback.
No, we don't roll it back.
The professionals don't do playback anymore.
We're just going to roll straight through.
They've taken it out of their repertoire.
So this is all really happening on live television.
Live television. Here we go.
Hey, I did something while I was home.
You answered a phone call from us.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Hello, Longfellow, my mom's cat that I haven't seen in 6 months. Oh, it's good to see you. No, I'm just going to pet you real quick.
So
that happened.
Yeah.
Well, that also happened on the trip.
You pet a cat.
And it attacked me.
Really?
Yeah, it did that thing where it like grabs your arm and then starts fucking kicking it. Like
cat, oh my God.
Cat aggro cat kicking. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, hang on a second. So you picked the cat up?
No, I'm not fucking with the cat. I'm not gonna pick it up. Right. Cat's laying on the kitchen floor.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, I love this cat. I forgot. Longfellow. Hello, Longfellow. Hello, Greg, he says to me in Catanese, which is cat language. He said, hello, Greg.
I didn't know you spoke Catanese.
I pat him for a little bit, and it seemed to be going really
well. You pat him? That's the problem. Cats don't like to be pat.
I didn't.
You didn't pat.
No,
you,
I didn't pat.
You pat. Like that.
No, that's patting. That's petting.
That's petting.
That's what I was doing. I was petting.
Okay. Okay, good.
I was petting.
All right, you're still on the clear.
Okay. On the face.
Ooh,
and
okay.
He rolls over.
It's okay.
Cats love it. Like, it'd be weird if I pet Brian on the face, but cats love it.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then he rolled over on his back and seemed to be like, hey, pet my stomach.
Pet my belly.
Get in it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I did that, and that's when he attacked and just did the full front paw wrap around. So yeah. He went the insane bite on my fist. And I'm like, oh my God. And then it starts doing the bunny kick, like the back leg.
So you don't have any scars or anything, do you? Right.
Well, it happened fast.
Oh, okay.
I had some. Like, this is the deep one
see.
On this hand.
Oh,
because
my
I was
God.
Like that, like trying to get it off.
So all this took place over a period of what, 4 or 6 seconds?
4 to 6 hours.
Oh, yeah.
It was a long.
It was a long attack. You're eating dinner. The cat's still attacking your arm. Can you please pass me
same,
some bowl of water?
Same intensity.
All right, I think I'm going to go up to bed now.
Just smashing plates, like.
Oh my God!
Taking a shower in
Where's
the morning.
Where's Greg?
He's taking a shower.
He's rolling down the stairs. I got him off. Oh my God!
Wow.
That was hell of a ordeal you went through. Now, let me ask you a question.
It was a full cat attack.
Longfellow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why he attacked you?
Did you rub yourself in catnip beforehand?
I think he missed me.
I think it's because New England cats have an instinct.
To get after it?
To get catch after. A case. Sometimes these New England cats...
They don't mess around.
Catch a case. They catch a case of you coming home. They're like, what's this L.A. business coming back into my crib?
That's true.
Like, what is he
I
wearing?
I bet that cat totally smelled L.A. on you.
He's like, first of all, you walk in, he's like, I think Greg's gay. What's up with those trendy jeans?
Could have been the trendy jeans.
You walk in the house and he's like, oh my God, I think Greg's gay. What's up with the trendy jeans? And you got a flop mop of a hairdo. You look like Beck a lot more than I remembered you as.
Yeah.
And this cat is about to catch a case and go whoop shit up on your arm.
Greg, you weren't holding any rocks.
No,
you know,
I had no rocks, no explosives. No. I was back in New England, totally unprepared for New England.
Barehanded it.
And that cat showed you what was up.
Immediately. I was like, welcome to New England. Fuck you!
You know, you should be thanking that cat, because that cat probably saved your life, because you were suddenly, you were now...
Right there.
On point.
Home.
Dr. Longfellow, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dr. Longfellow.
Yeah.
For bringing me back to reality, because clearly I don't live in it.
When was that? Was that early on?
Immediately.
In the trip?
Day one, moment one.
Exactly.
Stepping into the house.
There it is.
Like, literally luggage. Oh, man, it's so good to be home.
Oh, it smells cat.
Smells good in here. Oh, cat.
You're too L.A., man.
Yeah, fuck you, man. Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are?
I run this shit now.
Oh, look at Hollywood coming back into this house.
Oh, what's up, dude?
Whoa.
Patty Hoy. Whoa. You didn't fucking tell me?
Time out.
You didn't give me a fucking heads up that this was happening?
Dr. Engelbert Longfellow is about to catch a case on someone's ass. Coming in here all L.A. with your hairdo and your Beck and your jeans and you're gay. Patty, get out of my way. I got some shit to get after. Welcome to my kingdom, L.A.
Mm.
Think you're coming in here all... What's with the sunglasses? We don't deal with that shit here.
And he talked that shit because I speak Cadnese, so
right.
I got all of it. And I was just looking at him like... I kept being like, dude, chill. Longfellow, chill.
And that's a problem. Saying
it was
chill, that
him.
Doesn't work in
Boston.
It was Boston,
just me and him
right?
in the kitchen
in
at that point. My parents had gone off, you know, to like get... Whatever, it was the afternoon, my mom was watering the flowers, so it was just me and him in the kitchen.
You know, I think that was probably convenient,
yeah,
quote-unquote.
Like, oh, yeah,
your parents were like,
him.
Your parents were like, Why don't you wait in here, Greg? Oh, look, there's the cat. Honey, let's leave.
Yeah, and
close
Longfellow
the door.
Probably,
click.
Yeah, Longfellow probably prepped them.
Yeah.
He probably caught wind that I was coming into town and was like, look, bitches, I need to have a word with Greg.
Need to set him straight.
Yeah. 15 minutes prior to Greg's arrival, I guarantee you, here's how it played out. Dr. Engelbert Longfellow got Patty and Pete into the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Hi, how you doing,
and they were like, doctor? And he was like, look, Greg's going to buy. He's 15 minutes away from walking in there.
But wait, they picked me up. So
just hear me out.
Yeah, this is how it happened. Okay. It was probably
when he walks in that door, Patty, you got waters to flower. Pete, you've got a book to read.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a walk to have because I need a little time.
Don't be rough on my son. He's my son.
Listen, your son is about to catch a case of Dr. Engelbert Longfellow going whoop ass up on his shit.
Yeah, but is it just because he lived in L.A.? He's still an East Coaster.
Arguable. And if he is, then we'll have no problem.
Okay.
But if he isn't, and God help him if he isn't, this case that he's about to catch is going to take Dr. Engelbert Longfellow to another level of madness.
Dr. Longfellow, how are you going to even be able to tell if he's not East Coast anymore?
I'm going to scratch the shit out of him.
And then you'll
he's
going to
come. This is how it's going to play out.
Yeah.
This is how it's going to play out, Patty.
Please tell me.
I'm glad you got Pete out of the room, by the way.
Yeah, no problem.
Here's how it's going to play out. He's going to come in and he's going to be like, oh, Longfellow, how are you? And he's going to go try to pet me.
Oh, that's
he's
nice.
Gonna, oh, and then I'm going to be like,
why would he be
no.
patting you? Shouldn't he pet?
No, pet. Oh. No patting. And then I'm going to absolutely unleash fury on his elbows.
But
and if he's really East Coast.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Then he'll be fine. But if he's a West Coast L.A. trendy jean-wearing pussy fag, he's going down.
That's a little harsh there, Dr. Longfellow. I mean, I guess you can say that because you are
I'm
a
New
cat.
England cat. Okay. I'm not just a cat. I'm a New England cat.
So he said a lot of this stuff to me when we were just in the kitchen alone.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And he was standing on his hind legs.
Wow.
Probably drinking a Bud Light.
Budweiser straight out of a can.
No need.
Oh, it's a can for sure.
A can.
He's crushing.
He's got a can of Budweiser in one hand.
Yeah.
A half-lit, half-smoked cigarette. Hand-rolled, like not marijuana cigarette, just like a hand-rolled, like, American Spirit, I'm trendy. And I was like, I wanted to call that out when he was saying all this stuff to
it's
me.
A little West Coast.
But I was like, okay, whatever.
Was he wearing a sleeveless Red Sox shirt?
No, he was wearing nothing.
Oh, he went
full cat.
Yeah. Mm.
But he was standing on, the only thing that tipped me off that he's a different kind of cat and something had changed was that he was standing on his hind legs.
Not the beer in his hand or the cigarette. I'm sorry, no. In his paw. It was that he was standing up.
Don't be crazy, man. He doesn't have hands.
Sorry. The beer in his paw.
Robert, can you stick with the story?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why are you adding crazy stuff to the story?
I was thrown off.
I'm talking about what's really happened.
I didn't know that
Longfellow. My cat has hands.
No, okay. Your cat has paws.
Everyone knows that cats have paws.
Well, wait.
I'm not even going to address that statement. Robert, Greg is obviously traumatized.
Pouring my heart out.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Can you just stay with
us? I apologize. I wanted to know if that was normal behavior for Dr. Longfellow to drink beer and smoke cigarettes.
No, so that's what I'm saying. Something has changed. He used to be a good cat.
Yeah.
There was no Catanese. Mm. I mean, very little Catanese.
Mm.
Certainly way less aggression. I think he's juicing. He's definitely drinking.
Do you hear an East Coast dialect in the Catanese?
Or is there of course. It's North Shore.
Really?
So everything he says, you know.
Can I hear
a little bit of the Catanese North Shore style?
Yeah, so he's standing there with his Budweiser and his half-smoked cigarette. And he's like, oh, hey, there's the fucking L.A. pussy boy walking back into the house.
Wow.
Good morning, Faggotron.
Whoa.
And I was like, what?
Wow.
That's like outrageous statement to say long.
How did that actually sound, though, like if you were just the layman kind of coming by, like an actual cat?
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
And then, is that North Shore?
That's North Shore cat news. And you get... Yeah, that's the worst stuff.
Is that bad?
That's where he's really being profane. But it's good.
So that's kind of like bleeping in our world.
And so then...
You do a little petting.
And he's doing... And you think it's all good.
Yeah.
And then... And it's over.
Wow.
And 4 to 6 hours later after dinner and I'm finally going to bed and showering with the thing.
Sure, yeah.
He finally lets go.
Wow.
And exhales the cigarette smoke that he'd been holding the entire time and walks
impressive.
Down the stairs on hind legs. But every time my parents come in the room,
four legs.
Yeah.
When the kids are around and it's just the kids and us in Longfellow, hind legs.
Man.
It makes no sense. How old is? But the kids are so young, they don't know.
How old is this cat?
But that's abnormal. He's a young one. I think he's only like 3.
Oh, man.
Which is 500 in human years, I think. I don't know.
It's 530. It's
I don't know the time versions.
I don't think that's it's completely like, accurate.
It's something
nine lives.
It's like it's something like a one cat year is something in the range of like 160 something human years.
I'm not quite sure if that's...
Yeah, I know. Look it up. Google.
I think you're right.
Greg. Which is why no cats that you've probably ever met have been over 2 years old. This is a very old cat. You think it's 3. Yeah,
I'm thinking, wow.
I mean, this cat was pre-revolutionary. It's New England shit.
Wow.
Now, Greg, did he apologize to you at the end of this ordeal?
He didn't speak another
Nothing.
Word.
Nothing. Not even a like, hey, man, I'm
He tried to friend me on Facebook this morning.
What?
I've only been back for a week. But he didn't speak another word to me the whole time that I was there.
Yeah.
But he would give me these icy stares.
Classic.
And my mom would be like, what's up with Longfellow? Where is he? And everyone would look for him, and I'd know he was right there on top of the kitchen shelf.
Totally staring at you.
Just looking at
me. Man.
Watching me.
That had to be
that
pretty
intense. That
makes
it tough for you to go back home.
And tough to sleep or eat or pretty much just be in the house at all.
Every night when I slept, he was sitting on my pillow, just staring down at me.
Now, do you believe that cats can steal your soul? That they, when you're sleeping, they can come over and they suck the soul out of your mouth?
You're talking about vampires.
I don't think Dr. Engelbert Longfellow has that ability.
He's confusing things. That's what vampires do.
Vampires, no, they suck your
the
blood.
Suck the life out of your mouth.
No,
you know that
soul neck.
Out of your mouth.
Do you know what I read recently? That the vampire business is a $7 billion industry as of right now.
A vampire?
No,
if you're a vampire, you're paid a lot of money.
Wait, no, but the vampires aren't real, so...
Overpopulation.
I'm just saying, right now, it's good to be a vampire, because they're making a lot of money.
Brian, there is no such thing as a vampire.
Vampires are good for business.
Where did you get catch a case? Where does this saying come from? Like, because it's very specific, and I feel like you're starting a trend right now.
Oh, I guarantee you. I guarantee you.
Because I've been using it.
Well, the thing is, Gregory, trends start from things that people say. Mm-hmm. And do.
I've started a few trends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all have the ability
like,
to. We often
that
do.
Was that Budweiser thing. Was
that was
mine.
Yours.
That was
yours.
You. Mm-hmm. Mine was just do it.
Yeah.
Nike picked it up.
That was a big trend.
Yeah.
I had one a while ago, years ago. I had one that was have a nice day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
That was a big one. That went around for a while. And people still say that a little bit.
Greg, didn't you do the Bo, like Bo Knows Baseball? Mm-hmm. Were saying that stuff well before Bo was even around.
At first, I actually played him in the commercials, too.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But then how did they...
They were like, Greg's too physically imposing. We need Bo Jackson.
Uh-huh.
And so they dialed it down a little
bit. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. It was a kind of a blow to my ego because they didn't really give me credit. But that's trends.
Wow.
Trends come in and out. They go up and down. It's like kind of
they're fads,
this one.
You know.
Fads, yeah.
This catching a case.
Where did it come from?
Can you claim it as yours?
I will 100% claim it as mine.
Wow.
To say what the impetus of it was, I think it was just something that I was able to conjure up. I think some of it has happened I think when I see with Greta, our neighbor Greta girl here, when she
she's
a little
dog.
A dog, yeah.
Like sees a bird or a squirrel, she kind of goes crazy. Goes bananas. Yeah. My parents' dog is a similar way. And to me, I was like, it's like they get demonized. Or they just like, boom, you catch a case of something, you're just on it. And
it's
I was
what
able
Longfellow
to
did
like,
to me. Longfellow
caught
a case.
Yeah.
What else could you apply catch a case to? Because I feel like it could be multi.
Oh, I mean, that was, I think, that was me really racking my brain and trying to figure out where that came from. But I say it.
So that's the origin, is when you've been watching animals catching a case.
Yeah, I think so. But then you can translate that into anything.
Have you ever seen Robert catch a case on anything?
Robert catches a case. Sometimes if you bring up a topic that has anything to do with Apple computers.
He catches a
case.
Oh, my goodness. It's Control-Alt-Delete. And I just start talking
Come out. If we say Apple computers enough, do you think that we'll get them for free?
Yeah, that Oprah does that all the time.
No, guys. I don't think Steve Jobs listened to our show.
Check it out. Fucking totally he does. Steve Jobs definitely listens.
I mean, we are on iTunes, and you guys can subscribe there if you'd like, but I don't think
Steve
Jobs.
Have you heard of Skype?
Yeah.
I have heard of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey gets that shit for free because she talks about it on her show all the time. And great. She gets Nissan Sentras and stuff.
Hang on.
So we should talk about Skype and get it for free.
Greg.
Okay.
Greg, no, Brian.
I agree with that.
Guys,
and then we can
Skype
video conference.
Free.
And then if I go out of town, I could video conference with you guys. We could set it up. I'm on Skype. We've gotten Oprah's endorsement for Skype to be for free for the Shide Show. And boom, there we are. Transcontinental.
But you see,
railroad.
Guys, Skype is already free.
All right. So
and
what do you
already,
think, Brian?
We've
already...
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Cool.
We've already
that.
Used it.
Now,
once.
Catch a Case, though, seems like almost like old school grandmother kind of thing.
I mean, certainly, you know.
Well, because you say you catch a case of like the heebie-jeebies.
Right.
Catch a case of something.
Yeah.
Now,
you know?
Here's another example of Robert catching a case.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes you bring up a pretty lady's name, and Robert excuses himself. Because he caught a case.
I could vouch for that.
He's like, hold on a second. I just caught a case or something.
Yikes. That's really disgusting. So he would a girl's name and he would have to leave the room.
Yeah, no, he would go and catch a case of that girl and then would have to draw a portrait of her. Mostly an oil painting.
Yeah,
he usually translates that as an oil painting. Sometimes it's
acrylic.
Acrylic pastel penciling.
Yeah, not as good with the pastels, but oil takes a little bit longer, so it lets me sort of ruminate on her for a little while.
Ruminate. That just sounds like murderous.
Ruminate.
Sound evil.
Yeah, you're going to eat her bones kind of stuff.
No.
Whoa.
Ruminating.
Now, that's a specific thing, too. I'm going to eat your bones.
Yeah.
That's a specific look. Uh-huh. Do you know anyone who has a look? Like
that makes women feel like he's gonna eat their bones. I actually know a guy, and you know this guy too. All of us know this guy, peripherally. Who, when he looks at women, two women have said that to me. They feel like he wants to eat them, like eat their bones.
Really?
That was a direct quote. Eat their bones.
Wow.
Eat her bones was a quote.
Holy
from
cow.
One girl.
See, that's not very
if someone had told
them.
Me about that, if someone was like, by the way, you have this look about you that makes me feel as though you're going to eat my bones. I would want to know that because I feel like I might have to shift what's happening in my life.
Okay, so that, in my mind, I'm thinking that's like ogre. Going to crush you up and grind your bones into something that's
and then just like
that.
Kind of sprinkle them like rock candy.
Do you think that's what it is, or do you think it's more like just psychopathic kind of stare?
Both.
Like more ogre
both.
Or psycho?
It's both.
Wow.
It's both. Definitely
that's pretty
both.
Awful.
Like you stare like an ogre and then crush their bones and then drink them. Like liquefy
psycho.
Their bones.
And I know this person.
Yeah, you know when people can't hide their madness?
Yeah.
You know those people where you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Blatant. Right in front of you.
Madness.
Anyway.
I have a question. Did you guys reach out to people last week looking for me? Because I got a couple phone messages from, like, my best friend's mom.
Yeah.
And a couple of my friends saying people are looking for you. Was it you guys? Do we need to, like, put any special thanks out or anything to people that might have been badgered?
I don't think we called anybody.
I don't think I have anything to say to anybody.
We called you.
Yeah.
We found you.
You talked to Seth Bilodeau on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Seth. Thank you, Seth. Thank you.
Thanks,
Seth Bilodeau.
But that's it.
Yeah,
that's
no, we didn't call anybody else. It was just pretty much direct. We figured, hey, where's Greg?
He's not here.
Let's call him.
Yeah.
We called you, and that was it.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry I didn't answer those first couple of calls.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. No, it's cool. We were just hanging out talking.
Yeah.
We were out on the back deck having a couple of beers and just catching up.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Nice.
But I'm sorry that I didn't let you know.
No,
it's fine. No, I mean, just kind of, you know, at least send a text message.
But I think I really did do that. Like, just to close, I definitely communicated that I would not be there.
I don't remember that at all.
Well, I think that's gonna do it for us. My thanks to Facebook for allowing us to be now part of their community.
That's very true.
My thanks to iTunes for letting us continue to be part of their community.
Yay!
Continued thanks to Tumblr as well for letting us be part of their community.
Yay!
And I would like to also thank Gmail for allowing us to be part of their community, the Shide Show at gmail.com.
Yay!
On behalf of Robert Shide and Gregory Hoyt, who's to my left, I'm Brian Gerard. We're on the Shide Show.
Yay!